That's a petition. That's a request. That's an outcry. And the resultant effect is evident. If I know how to number my days, I will know how to apply or guide my affairs. The contract is also real. If I don't know how to assign numbers to the days, I will be foolish. Let's lift up hands to that Jesus who is the word of God who command us to do so and cry to him. Father, deliver the truth of this world in my life. Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. Bible says the scriptures were written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, may have hope. So that we will not be without hope. To him that is joined to the living, there is a hope. And this word is a living word. If I'm joined to the word of God, there is hope for me. Marush, let this time not fail us, oh God. Lord, to take grace of the availability of the truth that you so graciously provided, that we be not unwise. In the precious name of Jesus. Send your word, Daddy. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and he delivered them from everything that could have been as a threat or a destruction to them. May we be set in it. I think that's it. All right, let's go to the word of God. Holy Spirit, move in us. Make our lives holy. Spirit, move over us. Spirit, move. Say it as a prayer unto the Lord. Holy Spirit, move on me. Holy Spirit, moving now. Make my life whole again. Verse 12, I'll read through 17. If you look at the context of that Psalm 90, it started more or less with a lamentation, a call on God for redemption. And when it came to verse 12, which is our reference scripture, you see, if you cannot number the days, you won't know what the day calls for. Have you left? If you cannot, we'll talk about what does it mean to number the days. The title of today's word is numbering the days. He said, so teach us to number our days. If you look at it from verse 1, it was more of lamentation. The things they've been through, the things they've, you know, the grief and all that had happened. But see what it said from verse 12 downward. He says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In verse 30, he said, return, O Lord, how long? Let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Satisfy us with thy mercy that we may rejoice, that rejoicing and refreshing may come back again to us. He says, satisfy us early with thy mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us. It's like, make us glad again. And the years wherein we have seen evil, let thy works appear unto thy servant. Let us see your work in our midst. And thy glory upon their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou us. One of the ways you can gain truth about what is being prayed for is to look for what constitutes the prayer. For instance, if I say, God, bless me with all life. Okay? Then, it's almost likely that I have said, I'm not going to live long. Are you here? Because it won't be a prayer point. Can I pray, God, make me a man now? Shh, give brother a card.
For sure, if I want to be anything other than a man, I sure need a...
I say, God, don't let this work die in my hands. That means there's a threat against it. Trouble. For real. It shouldn't be a prayer point if there's no threat against it. And that's why we must gain truth before we pray it.
Otherwise, what we are praying for may be non-existent. For instance, if you are praying that there will be no hardship in the latter days, it's uncalled for. Because this thing will certainly... It's a Jesus said it. He said, nations will rise up against nations. There will be wars. There will be tempests. There will be blah, 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 blah. He said, shh. When you see all these things starting, that's the beginning of sorrow. So if you're saying there should be no nation rising up against nation, how are you going to make it come to pass when Jesus had already foretold it? Did you get it? Like Jesus, you see, nothing makes a man face shine like what he understands. Proverbs chapter 24. Can I see verse 1, please? Or verse 13. Proverbs chapter 24. Let me get a scripture. Verse 13. See what it says here. It says, my son, eat thou honey. Bible talked about sucking honey from the rock. In Job chapter 29. He said, anyway, let's go on. He said, my son, eat thou honey because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is fitting, that was sweet there, is not as in sweet as in candy, but fitting, sweet to thy taste, is fitting for you. Look at the next verse. Shaga. He says, this is how the knowledge of wisdom, what honey is to your mouth. That's how wisdom will be fitting and sweet to your soul. It will give your soul health. And when thou hast found the fitness of this of the wisdom to the soul, Chaga, you will have the reward. And what you hope for will not fail. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart to wisdom. Why will it require that we know our days, we number our days? Ephesians 5:16. Because in what constitutes the number of our days on earth are possible evil days. There are what? There are possible evil days. Now, if you cannot interpret what season or what days are these, last week I shared with us, I said, oh, there was a time we used to live in Nigeria. So if I'm going to recall that, I'll say, during the day, our days in Nigeria, my daughter graduated elementary school. Now, that she will refer to it, during my days, the band of moments that constitute what a common line had with those days in my definition here, I said these are band of time or moments defined by a common line. There's a common line that passed that mark all those days. Those are days in elementary school. Have you left?
Yes.
There was some days I was not married. People in your class. Are we clapping for those days? Well, you fill in the gaps. Amen. All I know is I'm better now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. I didn't miss thee, I tell you. I will have waka, waka, waka. And you know, if you roam, there are charges. You won't roam. You won't roam. Because if you roam, there are roaming charges. That will not be the experience of any of our children. When you miss a moment, like that, we don't know what it means to miss a moment. Jesus looked on Jerusalem. And Bible says he wept. Because she missed that moment. She did not know what time. That's why it's good. Gosh. I thank God. All our ladies, all our children here, they won't miss their time. You know. You don't know what risk it is to have a lady, to have a girl as a child. Mm-hmm. I was telling Tara yesterday, you can't feel it, say you can't feel it. But give God the glory, give God the glory. But all our children, all our girls will be fine. In the name of Jesus, they'll be fine. Under God, they'll be fine, they'll be fine. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 22, from verse 39. See what happened here when there is no proper number of days. The word to number days is actually to gain understanding what this time or what these days represent and what they demand. Have you left? Okay. To number our days means to gain an understanding on what these days represent and what they demand. Now, if we cannot do that, we will not be able to make the most of that day or redeem the time they represent. Can you see here? When God says, let him that has hear, he's not talking about this globe here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus came near to Jerusalem, he saw that the city missed that time. And Bible says, he wept over Jerusalem. For Jerusalem did not know her days and what the days demand. Let's consider some days in the life of some people recorded in the Bible. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. It says, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of who? Abraham. So we talk about there the days of Abraham. Job chapter 29, verse 8, or let's start from verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as things were in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Can I tell you something like that? all of those comments numbered those days. Have you left? Okay. He said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. So that event, those experiences, numbered those days. It wasn't short of revelation of the word of God until some days came. You remember the trial of Job? Some days came. It was not here. Everything was dabaru. He wondered where God was. See what happened to him in those days. When the Almighty was yet with me, because that's how he projected it. He thought God has left him. But he didn't know that God was swearing over him. Let's give God the answer.
When the Almighty was yet with me, and when my children were about me.
Remember all these children died? I mean, within how many days?
One day. He said, when I washed my steps with water.
Bible says he was the greatest man in the East. And God said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's no one like him on the earth.
Verse 6. Look at the days he was referencing. When I washed my steps with water and rock poured me out to rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city. When I prepared my seat in the street. When the young men saw me coming, I took off their shine.
That man is coming again. Let's leave here. Nobody will hear. Nobody will listen to us again. He took off their shine.
He said, the young men saw me, they hid themselves. They were intimidated. Their lack of wisdom was revealed when I began to interact with them
and counter their argument. He said, look. Let's go. There's no point. Today is not our day. Job is here.
The aged arose and stood up for me. When they heard the wisdom that proceeded out of his mouth,
they stood up.
The priests, when I'm talking, they refrained talking. And they laid their hands on their mouth. Not out of regret, out of pain, being pensive, taking notes. Wow.
What's the next verse?
The nobles, look at the deeds this guy numbered. Look at the events that numbered those deeds in his life. The nobles held their peace. Everybody will have a chance to talk until Job talked. Because when Job says, when Job talks,
it's closed.
And their tongue cleaved to the roof
of their lips. Because there's no other side.
When the air heard me, it blessed me.
It's like people who want to be talking to us. Please, God, let's give my hand.
And when the eyes saw me,
he witnessed.
That's the man that spoke to you yesterday. That's the man.
Some years ago, to God be all the glory for life. No man can do anything except God in him. Work for his service in South Jersey. They used to have evening service Sunday in South Jersey at the time. So we went to the glory of God and Mimi woke up to me. I said, she had a dream that night. I said, this is the pastor I saw in my dream preaching to us. When he got to church, there was that. And she said, oh, yeah,
you saw that one. That's the one I saw. She ran up to me and said, oh, sir. There must be something about it. She was about to sit for the nothing but exam that week. He said, God, show me my dream. Pray for me that I pass the exam.
Thank God, Jesus. To God, you know, the other God. He was numbering the days.
He said, the nobles gave her to me because I delivered the poor that cried and the fatherless and him that had none to help. When I showed up,
they were relieved.
The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart
to sing for joy. see what number those days in his life. He couldn't know, he couldn't fathom what happened. Verse 14. I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor and the cause which I knew not. I was Job for you. Nothing was too much for him to interpret. God grant him insight. And when he make inquiries, God does not hide it from him. The matters I don't understand, I sort it out. Can I tell you a secret? Science and every invention is primarily the discovery of the work of God. Did you catch that? Science. Everything science. You see this Google thing? That's Google research now.
Job was a walking Google.
The spirit searches how many things. So if you are truly a man of the spirit, you can search things out. And that's the strength of our spirituality. Have you left? Yeah. That's the strength of our spirituality. To search things out and gain truth about the subject. That's the only way we can redeem it. That's the only way you can tell everybody, you know what, don't worry. This ship will not come aside. Why? He sacked it out. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Don't leave the ship. Don't do what? Those who attempted to leave the ship, he told them, he said, if you go out, you alone. He thought he was killed. Why? Because he did what? He sacked it out. And because he sacked it out, he knew what the demand of the time must be. He must remain where? You see, right now, if you cannot interpret the time and gain understanding of what the demand of the time is, you cannot redeem it. What are the typical days in the life of a man? What are the typical days?
The first one is the normal days. Say normal days. Yeah. Let's see that in Romans chapter Psalm 104 from verse 19. Normal days. No incident, no accident, normal. The sun is shining, the moon comes out at this time. See what it says here. He was talking about God. He has said he appointed the moon for seasons. That's what God appointed him for. He's doing, it's normal. He comes out in the evening, you see it, you go in. The moon did not turn into blood. The sun knew is going down. It didn't suddenly became dark like when the day Jesus, that was a day of gloom, I tell you. When Jesus gave up the ghost, that was his, and darkness covered the earth. And when they saw it, they said, hey, this man must be the righteous man, for all of these things will be happening. He said, that makes darkness, and it is night. Wherein the beast of the field do creep forth. You don't see lion in the street in the morning, because that would not be a normal day. Except a lazy man would say, maybe there's no light. He said, is there a reason to go out? He said, oh, there's no, it's a normal day. He said, it's a normal day. In the night, the young lions roar after their prey. It's their time, it's normal. And seek their meat from God. The sun arises. They gather themselves together and they return to their den. Because what? Man must go out. Look at the next verse. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until evening. Nothing broke, nothing missed, nothing failed. Normally.
Number two. There are good days. And you get a raise.
It's a good day, I tell you. Like the friend my wife and I stayed with. My wife said, oh, what's up? Did I offend your husband? He said, no. He said, what happened? He said, oh, he's been flying all day. I don't know what I did.
He said, he's been running. Wait till Thursday.
He said, that's my husband for you. When there's no money, he frowns at everything. He doesn't mean it. Don't take it personal. Took the call on Thursday. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It's such a good day.
It's a good day. I will see many of it. First Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
We are going to look at how to number our days. When you see it, the feeling is real. There's nothing to complain about. He said, when I said, I rejoice at your word as he that found great spoil. In Psalm 2, he said, you have made me glad more than when their corn and their wine increased. Happy day. Good days.
You tell the children, oh, yeah, come into the car. Let's go.
Then mommy will see you. He said, I don't know what's happening to your daddy today.
Praise God. Say whatever you want from me, you better ask.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, for he that will love life and see what? Good days. So there are good days. And he told us what to do to see good days. Don't speak what you don't want to see. Are you here? Don't speak what you don't want to see. It's all actually, to be honest, with due respect, it is irrational to call for what you don't want.
My sister said she doesn't drink wine. You know what I'm saying?
I can't order wine. Even on the plane, whether you are there, you know why I don't take alcohol? It's bitter in my mouth, to be honest. And I wonder why are people. That's the way I see it since I was a kid. You know how this out people will do party and they will. Then one day, I said, it was this black one, Guinness. Yeah. So I said, oh, what is that? Is it? I wonder if to me is bitter, to be honest. But I don't know how it's sweet in their mouth. But hey, that's what it is. But some way they culture the taste. You get what I'm saying? Because there's no way it won't taste like it tasted in my mouth, in your mouth. Except that.
Adaptation.
Say good days. He says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So you generate good days like that. Have you ever? Don't wait till you ever get paid. You can't generate good pay. Good days. I thank my God for his mercy. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. But the face of the Lord is against them. And if you do evil, don't expect to see good days. That's what the scripture is saying. So we have good days. Number three, our time is short. There are days of glad tidings. When you receive news from abroad, something may not pertain to me, but when it falls to you, about which I become glad, praise the Lord. Shaga. Oh, long awaited thing, you know, something changed in our midst, in our lives, and we all rejoice greatly. And we are bouncing. Oh, it's a great day of great joy. Bible says, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so it's a news from a far country. Day of glad tidings. Second Kings chapter 7. So you will not carry evil news.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. I control myself. It doesn't matter how the matter is looked before you say it. What's the good news? And I've had people say, well, I don't know whether this is a good news or not. Well, I declare it good news. And to the glory of God, God has not allowed it to fail that it will turn to good news. Even if where you are calling, it didn't look good news to you. As Adam called it, so it went in. Look at verse 9. Then they said to one another, we do not well. This day, Shaga, your good news will not be withheld from you.
Yeah. The leper said, we are not doing well, though.
Something bad may happen to us if we don't go and proclaim what today is. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace if we tarry till the morning night.
Well, what is good concerning you will not be delayed.
Amen.
Do you know, I've experienced it. Good has fallen due to me not being aware, and then there was a rumbling. I didn't know the rumbling was because of me. I was screaming, I was shouting, oh God, have mercy. I didn't know I'm the Noah. Oh, sorry, what's the name of that man that went to Jonah, right? Yeah. I'm the Jonah that brought the good wind, but my Jonah was not thrown out. Is the people who were not allowing the good news to happen, three of them in a row.
You will find good.
Yeah.
And until that season concluded, then said that was a great camp. Say great camp. And the sheep camp just continued to move. Then I said, oh my God. I'm the Jonah, but the positive Jonah.
Some mischief may come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell.
It's a day of good tidings. In Luke chapter 10, verse 10 and 11, the angel said, when Jesus was born, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. Tidings of great joy.
Luke 2, 10 and 11, man. For unto you this day is born. And the angel said unto them, fear not. This is not the day of fear, your terror. I appear to bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Look at the next verse. For to you is born when?
This day. Was a day of great things.
Number four, right? The last one is the good days, and then we close. It's also the day of vengeance.
My dear brothers, you won't be on the other side of God. Shagabus kudu lagada. Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, what do? We pursue men. We beg men. Day of vengeance. Can I tell you a secret? Everything will continue to run well until God stands up. Are you here? Let God arise and what? Everything will continue to look as if nothing is happening. You see, if God stands up, nothing can make him sit down until he ventilates himself. Until that thing in his heart, your body will tell him, you know, amen? He will satisfy. Because before he does that, he will withhold himself. He will tell himself I'll be angry.
Say, I won't see his anger.
Thank you, my sister. Knowing therefore how terrifying. You know people they call terrorists? They don't come near God. You don't know what? Go and study this life of Pharaoh. God wanted to deal with that people well. Can you imagine? It will cause Pharaoh's heart to be what? He was behind it. You won't see it.
Amen.
Day of vengeance. Jeremiah 46, verse 10. For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts. A day of vengeance, that you may have, you know, when that day comes, say run for cover.
you don't pray in those days, though. No way. You know why? He had reason. What should have happened was to persuade him not to do what?
And to act.
A day of vengeance that, you know, day of vengeance.
Some people run to the mountain and say, Martin, fall on us.
Don't put me in trouble. And they say, oh, Martin, fall on us. Martin will say, me too. I'm looking for cover.
But we won't see that day.
He said, vengeance that you may avenge him of his adversary. Can I tell you a secret? On the day of vengeance, God is not fighting for your enemy. He's fighting for himself. Avenge him of his adversary, and his sword shall devour, and he shall be saturated and made drunk
with their blood.
For the Lord God of hosts had a sacrifice in the north country by the river of Ephraim. Say, Lord, don't let me see your vengeance.
In the name, I will see your vengeance, Daddy. Please, Lord, for your name's sake, have mercy on my life and my family. In Jesus' name. Now, even this, they also. Oh, time is gone. Wow. All right. Give me five. Just give me five minutes. We'll be done. Say even day. We see, of course, we see that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. He said, redeeming the days because the days are evil. What are the things that characterize evil days? Luke chapter 22, from verse 29. Or, for time's sake, let's go to 47. This was after he came out of Gethsemane and things were no longer the same. Verse 47. It says, and while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou me with a kiss? When they were about him saw what will follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite them with this word? Oh, excuse me. Okay, let me read it here. Sorry, my own just flipped up. Next verse.
And when they which were with about him saw what will follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with this word? God. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ears. You see, when you see evil days, don't make it more evil. Don't do what? Now, that's the danger of not redeeming the days. The propensity to react negatively will be very upfront. And that's what happened here. You see what Jesus will say eventually. He said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour. So don't let us help them. But let's see how we can cut short what they are doing for our advantage. He said, and Jesus said unto them, suffer ye thus, don't let it happen. And he touched his eyes and did what? They had just redeemed the time, because the days that came upon them were so evil, the disciples are not aware of it. And guess what? You cannot quench evil with evil, you will multiply it. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders, which were come unto me, he said, but he come out as against the thief with his sword and staves. But guess what? I was with you in the temple, going out and among you. Chaga. But you know what? You couldn't hold down on me then, because that day was not come. When I was dealing with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. Let's stand up and answer. But this is your what? What brought him to that junction? He numbered the time. Lighthouse. He numbered the time. He understood what time it is and the demand of the time. The demand of the time is not the time to draw sword. Because Jesus said,
knowing that the Father has given all things into their hands. Lighthouse, can I tell you something? You will not help your enemy.
Amen.
If we cannot discern the time to know what the time called for, so that they can be drunken with their own blood, they won't know that that's what they are doing. Until the light breaks on the third day. But you need to do enough to do what? To redeem the time. That word redeem time means to make the most out of it. To minimize the disadvantage. Are you here? Shh. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus at that time. Give me grace to follow. Jesus told the disciples, he said, if it was necessary, I would have asked of my Father, I would have given me 12 legions. I don't know what that is in Mass. He said, these people, they don't match. But suffer it to be done. Let's receive the grace this morning. Grace to make the most of my time. Grace to make the most of the time. Grace to understand. And you see, even the same thing with good news. The day of good tidings. Those people, if they were, the Bible says, if we don't make the most of it, if we don't go and tell it now, some mischief may come upon us. The same thing with great opportunities come to you, my brother, my sister. If you don't make the most of it, they said some mischief may happen. Numbering the days, we are not looking at only the days that were evil, including every moment, making the most of it, making the most of it, making the most of it. Making the most of it. Making the most of it. The day that came upon Jerusalem was a great day. Bible calls it the day of his visitation, of her visitation. But she did not know it. Rather, she was slain. She slew the one that brought him that visitation. And he said, you know what? Another time is coming upon you. There will be no stone laying upon one or the other. This whole place will be brought down. Because she didn't make the most of the time of your visitation. I receive, let's cry on God this morning and say, Lord, teach me to number my days. Let me know what these are. And let me know what the demands are. So that I can make the most of it. If it's like the days to go out, I'll be fine doing it. If I day to hide myself until the calamity be passed over, I'll be fine doing it. If I days that I should go and make the announcement to the king, this is the day of grace. There's a coming glory. King, prepare. There's a rain about to fall. Oh, prepare for the rain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Grace to number our days, that we may make the most of it. Thank you, precious Daddy. Do me a favor. As a proof of contact, representing weather, let's do this over our head. I request God, the Father, whatever season is upon me, I receive grace to make the most of it. To your glory, Daddy, let this season not be against me. Let it not be adverse, oh God. Those lepers said, if we don't go and say to the king that this is a great day, some mischief may happen to us before the day breaks. My Father, my God, Lighthouse, there's always a season upon us. There's always a season upon us. But our goal is to know the demand of it. Lord, sterilize this season, Daddy. Let the heavens over me be right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Yes. Our rain will not be withheld. Our heavens will not be closed.
Amen.
According to the word of God, he said, he bring forth his fruit in his season. There will be no season fruit that will fail in our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Father. Yeah, my sister called. He said, this is the days of great harvest. You will not miss your harvest. The harvest will not rot. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. That's the only best way we can pray right. He knows the need of the season and he can help. Father, we thank you. Father, Lord, we thank you. Oh, glory be to your name, Daddy. Age to age, you are still the same. Thank you, Lord. We will follow you through to the end, Daddy. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. God bless you. Have a good day.